you know, all of us have a meditation practice. You know, we all have some grounding in a capacity to step back and notice that our minds are producing all kinds of thoughts, that our emotions are really activated, and we can turn to our practices and utilize them. And certainly in my circle of friends, we've been staying in pretty close contact, recognizing that we are in positions to be supporting other people. You know, I have friends who work in hospitals. I have friends who are psychologists. I have friends who are yoga teachers and other spiritual teachers. And we're realizing, hey, we need to be practicing. Like, we really need to be doing our own work, noticing our own reactivity, tracking our own behaviors in order to be able to serve others. And Sushila and I meditate every morning together, and we've been trying to meditate every morning and every evening. You know, I've been increasing the amount of time that I'm spending doing practice. I have time, and I'm trying to use it to keep, you know, the image that they say in the airplane is, you know, put your mask on first before you help someone else. And so, you know, in a way, our time of practice is like we're putting our own masks on. We're doing our own practice. And I'm kind of responding to your comment, Natalie, is like, how can we be a light for other people? How can we hold the light in this, you know, darkness? And, you know, Gab's roommate who's, you know, in this fear cycle, we could equivalent, you know, we could say that equates to darkness. And, you know, it seems like the only thing we can do really is our own work, our own practice, tracking our own reactivity, staying very present for ourselves. And, you know, as you said, Gab, the, you know, the recognizing that this is, everything has a place, consciousness in all its forms, as a virus sweeping across the planet, as panic, as irritation, as bewilderment, as awe. You know, I have to say for myself, there are times where I'm just like, wow, it's like so far out. It's like watching the most incredible science fiction film imaginable. And we're living it, and what an extraordinary time we're living in. I for myself, it is a, where I've been landing a lot recently is in wonder, just like jaw-dropping wonder. It's the first line of the translation of the Pratyabhijna Hridyam that Joan and myself and Tina and Sushila did in the recognition of our own heart, jaw-dropping wonder, in unfettered freedom, the cause of the universe is this. It is beyond our comprehension. It's beyond our understanding. And sometimes all you can do is just drop your jaw and say, wow. Joan often talked about those times of birth and death are when the door to the infinite swings wide open and gets stuck open for a moment. There's just this sense of, ah. And for me, during this ever-unfolding, bizarre story that we're all living, I find it seems quite similar to those moments of birth and death where everything just stops. Our minds cannot comprehend. They can't make sense. And there's just this moment of jaw-dropping wonder. Which doesn't mean there's not room for panic or fear or irritation. Or whatever else. Consciousness in all its forms. And so we find ourselves together in practice. We practice collectively, and yet for each of us, the practice unfolds in its own way. You might notice if you have any particular intention for this practice, just sensing it. Just listening right now for what might feel like an intention, and sensing your deepest heart's longing, that which calls to you, that which feels more important than anything else. One function of practice is to realign us with the deepest longing of our heart. Of course, it's very easy to be distracted and seduced into activities, thought patterns and emotions that may not be in alignment with our heart's deepest longing. So we just feel it. We just feel it right now. And surrender to it. Allowing ourselves to be taken. And of course, it's helpful to practice reconnecting with a felt sense of safety and security, particularly in times where we're being told in many different ways to be careful, that we're not safe. And so part of our practice is to tune into that which cannot be harmed. To find our own route in to a sense of absolute safety and security that's untouchable. We can be safe with ourselves. And we can construct whatever sort of pathway can guide us into this felt sense, this capacity to let down our guard, to release our shoulders, to soften the belly, whether it's imagining yourself in a place or a circumstance where you feel safe, whether it's just the feeling right now of the body resting. With practice, we become more and more familiar with this feeling and our own means of accessing it. It may not be easy. So this part of our practice where we're constructing our inner sanctuary is really important. We just do it over and over again. Until it becomes very readily accessible. And maybe for you, spending the entire practice just sensing into whatever allows you to feel at ease would be the most helpful use of this time. It might be that there's a piece of music that you can hear, or maybe you've had the experience of looking at a piece of art, and there's just this moment of or maybe you've held a newborn baby against your chest, and you can connect with that feeling. Maybe it's imagining yourself surrounded by a high stone wall. And within the perimeter of that wall, you feel safe. And for some, it may just be the felt sense of being is accessible without a lot of props. As we settle in, you might just attune to all the different sounds that are present. Sounds outside of the room, sounds inside the room. Sounds created by the body, the sound of the breath, or maybe the tummy gurgling, the sound of a voice. Just noticing all the different sounds that are present. You might notice how attention goes toward sound. There's a certain directionality of attention when we're asked to attune to sounds. That's a perfect example, the flow of water. Probably attention moved toward the water. So all of those sounds are what we might call objects in the field of hearing. So we can focus on the objects, that which is heard. We can play with just hearing without focusing on any sound in particular, just hearing. Open listening. We can do this with each of the senses. So you might notice any tastes that are present in the mouth. Maybe you've eaten something recently, or you've had something to drink. Maybe there's a taste of toothpaste or just taste of saliva. It's taking a moment to tune into the different taste sensations that are present. And just playing with this idea of not focusing on any particular taste, but just tasting. Smelling. So there may be a particular smell that's present in the room. Maybe the smell of the detergent used to clean the blankets, or maybe a product that you've used on your body. Maybe there's a residual scent of incense. Noticing the different smells that are present, these objects within the field of smelling. And then just smelling without specifically tuning into any smell. And even with the eyes closed, we can attune to visual imagery. So there may be blackness, or there might be little dots of color or white dots that are perceptible even with closed eyes. Just playing with what it feels like to attune to visual input. And then this sense of just letting the eyes sink back. Eyes dropping back into the eye sockets. The feeling of the eyes dropping down the neck. And the tactile sense, all of the different sensations, physical sensations that are perceptible. Perhaps the places where the body's in contact with the ground or the cushion or bolster. Maybe there are physical sensations that draw attention because some part of the body is uncomfortable. So pressure point. So we'll explore body sensation in the same way, feeling how attention moves toward a body part. And then just opening to the field of sensing without focusing attention specifically. So feeling the lips, feeling the upper lip and feeling the lower lip. These particular objects in the field of sensory perception. And then just sensing more globally, the global body sensation. And then narrowing in, sensing the gums, sensing the teeth, the whole inside of the mouth. And then opening out just the global body feeling. Attention moving toward the sensation of the tip of the tongue and the whole tongue, the feeling of the tongue. This is an object arising in the field of sensing. And just open sensing, nothing in particular. Like each body part that gets named is like a little light, lighting up momentarily on a marquee. And then the marquee goes dark again. It's the feeling of the ears lighting up for a moment, sensing the ears. And the ears go dark. And the feeling of the nose. And it just slips away. The feeling of the eyes, as if the eyes come back up into the eye sockets, the feeling of the left eye, the feeling of the right eye. And then just letting the eyes sink back down into the eye sockets, sliding down into the neck. Maybe the eyes sliding all the way down into the center of the chest, resting there. The feeling of the forehead, the global body feeling, the feeling of the whole head, the face, the skull, mouth, ears, nose, eyes, sensing the whole head. And then it just opens out into sensing. We might use the analogy of little waves rising up out of the ocean. This little wave of the left arm begins to arise, and there's the feeling of the left shoulder and the upper arm and the elbow, the left forearm, the wrist, the left hand, this little wave of left arm appearing for a moment. And then that wave just subsiding into the ocean of sensing. And the feeling of the wave of the right shoulder begins to rise up, right upper arm and elbow and lower arm, the right wrist and hand. This unique region of sensation. And then that wave of sensation just subsides into the ocean of pure sensing. And the wave of the torso, the chest and the upper back and the mid back and the low back and the belly, the whole pelvic region, this cylinder of sensation of the torso, this wave of sensation rising up, and then just very softly dropping back into open sensing, undirected attention. And the wave of the buttocks and the upper legs and the knees and the lower legs and the feet. This region of sensation called legs. A momentary wave rising up and then subsiding into the ocean. Pure sensing. And the whole body, sensing the whole body, the feet, the legs, hands, arms, torso, neck, throat, head. This feeling of the whole body as a momentary condensation or coagulation. And the whole body just dissipating. Just open sensing. Oceanic feeling, pure availability. Just simply resting as this openness that we are. And there may be little waves that rise up, a wave of breath, an inhalation, an exhalation, Maybe there are little waves of emotion that arise and abide and subside. Maybe a wave of fear rises up, coalesces for a moment, and then is reabsorbed into the ocean. Maybe a wave of impatience or irritation comes and then goes. Maybe there are different thought waves that arise. Thoughts of how long will this last? Or a thought that takes the form of what if? Or maybe there's a little thought wave of, how can I help? How can I stay attuned to the light when there seems like there's a lot of darkness? Noticing how these thoughts, just like the sensations, arise. They abide for a time, and then they subside. Attention can be turned to the thought waves. Or just to the openness of receptivity. Not knowing, not needing to know, not understanding, not needing to understand. Living the mystery. There may even be a little delicate wave that feels like awe or wonder. Might even take the form of joy. And even that wave just dissolves into its home ground. Pure openness, pure availability. deepest longing of the heart, the heartfelt desire. Another little wave rising up, this little condensing, and the feeling of just its dissolution. Into just this, inexplicable, undescribable, and yet palpable. Familiar as the breath. Waves of wonder or joy, all the different thought waves, all the different waves of emotion. Waves of energy riding on the breath. All the different body sensations. All arising out of and subsiding into the same ocean. All expressions of the same source.